请我们打开腓立比书第三章。
Can we turn to Philippians chapter 3?
腓立比书第三章，我们一起把整章都来读完。弟兄们念单数节，姐妹们就念双数节。
We'll be reading the whole chapter 3 of Philippians. The brothers will read the odd numbers and the sisters the even numbers.
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，于我并不为难，于你们却是妥当。因为真受割礼的乃是我们自以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说，我是法利赛人。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。我为他基督去，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。不止，我也得以从死里复活。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜夫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。他要按着那能叫万物归服自己的大能，将我们自卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们打开你的话语来思想你话语的时候，需要圣灵在这里来帮助我们。
Lord, as we open your word and meditate on your word, we need the Holy Spirit to do work His work in our heart.
因为你的话不仅仅是字句，你的话是灵，是生命。
Because your word is not just letters, your word is spirit and is life.
如果圣灵不将你的话点活在我们里边，我们就只能被死的字句捆绑。
Unless the Holy Spirit make alive these words to us, then we'll be bounded by these dead letters.
只有圣灵能够叫你的话在我们里边把我们再活过来。
That the Holy Spirit make us alive in Him.
当我们在这里一起来思想你话语的时候，我们求主自己在我们当中来教导我们。
So as we meditate on your word, may you, Lord, teach us among us.
因为你是察看人心、肺腑心肠的。
For you're the one who searches the hearts of all men.
主，你用你的话来光照我们，也来接近我们。
May you use your word enlighten us to cleanse us.
主，我们深信你照着你应许的，当我们聚集奉你的名来聚集的时候，你就会在我们中间。
We believe that according to your promise, when we gather in your name, you shall be in the midst of us.
我们不是凭自己的义来到你的面前。
We do not come to you by our own righteousness.
我们乃是靠耶稣基督的宝血的救赎来到天父的面前。
But we come to the presence of the Heavenly Father by the redemption of the blood of Christ.
而且当我们靠你的名到施恩宝座前的时候，我们就可以得恩恤。的怜悯来做我们随时的帮助。
As we come to your mercy seat, we know that we will receive mercy and receive grace that we can be near you.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你在我们的中间。
You are among us.
我们要脱下我们脚上的鞋向你敬拜。
We take away our sandals and to worship you.
主，我们求你自己在这一个时间与我们同在。
May you be with us at this moment.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
这一阵子我一直跟弟兄姐妹一起在交通腓立比书。
For the last few times that I share here, I've been sharing from the book of Philippians.
在第一章我们讲到耶稣基督是我们的生命。
In the first chapter, we talk about Christ is our life.
在第二章，我们讲到要以耶稣基督的心为心。
In the second chapter, we say that we have the mind of Christ.
第三章的主题是以耶稣基督为我们所追求的至宝。
And the third chapter, our focus will be pursuing Jesus Christ as the utmost treasure in our heart.
第三章一开始，这里保罗就说：“弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。”
At the beginning of this chapter, Paul said, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord."
我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难。与你们却是妥当。
He said that I'm writing the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe.
好像在腓立比的教会当中发生了一些的事情，以致很多的弟兄姐妹失去了喜乐。
As if that in the church in Philippi there are many things that happen that cause the brothers and sisters to lose their joy.
所以保罗在这里对他们说，你们要喜乐。
So therefore, Paul said to them, you must rejoice.
一个基督徒如果不能喜乐的话，
For a Christian not be able to rejoice,
是因为有一些事情已经发生在他们的身上。
Because there are certain things that happen in their life.
我曾经听到一个人这样讲。
I remember once I heard a person say it.
他到教堂去。
He came to the church.
然后他聚会完以后，他出去，他讲了这样的话。
And after the church, he left and then he said this.
他说，我看看那些人跟我也没什么分别。
He said that, look at those people, they are no difference to me.
他们也有许多的忧愁一样。
They also have many worries.
他们脸上没有喜乐。
They do not have joy in them.
他们心中也没有喜乐。
Their heart also have no joy.
在信徒的经验当中，
In the experience of believers,
在新约圣经给我们看见的例证当中，
And among the many examples shown to us in the New Testament,
一个人一旦得着了主的救恩，
When someone receives the salvation of the Lord,
一个人一旦藉着主耶稣的所流的宝血的救赎与神和好，
once a person has been reconciled to God because of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
他自然是一个充满喜乐的人。
So naturally, he became a joyful person.
只有某些情形下，基督徒会失去喜乐。
Only under certain circumstances that a Christian may lose his joy.
就是当我们落在环境的困难的当中。
That's when we fell into the difficulty of our circumstances.
就是当我们心中充满了不平的时候。
Or when our heart is full of injustice or unhappiness.
就是当我们对神的一些安排，我们意志上不服的时候。
Or when we are not happy with the arrangement of the will of God in our life.
当我们心中存在许多的误会跟许多的嫉妒毁谤的时候。
Or when our heart is full of many misunderstandings, or even envy, or
当我们与神之间的关系出了问题。
When we have problem with in our relationship with the Lord.
我们自然就会失去喜乐。
Then naturally, we will lose our joy.
保罗在这里对腓立比的信徒说。
So Paul is saying here to the believers in Philippi.
他说你们要喜乐。
He said, you rejoice.
对我来说，我写这些话给你们并不为难。
For me to write these things to you is not tedious.
我们知道当时保罗是自己在监狱的里边。
We knew that Paul was actually in prison.
他的环境比任何人都更艰难。
In a sense that his circumstances is harder than everyone else.
但是他说，对于我来说，保持这种喜乐的心对我不难。
But Paul is saying that for me to continue to be rejoiced is not tedious.
但是我告诉你们，你们要喜乐，对你们是妥当的。
But I say to you, you must rejoice. For you, this is good to do so.
如果什么时候你心里没有了喜乐，
Whenever we lost this joy,
你我都应当回到主的面前来寻找那个根源。
You and I must come back to the Lord and find out where is the source of this problem.
很可能我们与主之间发生了一些的障碍。
Quite possibly that there are certain hindrances between us and God.
很可能我们目标不是专注在主自己的身上。
Quite possibly our focus is no longer on the Lord and the Lord alone.
他跟着讲了一个警告的话，很严肃。
And then he continued to share a few words of warnings, which is quite serious.
他说，应当防备浅累，防备作恶的，防备妄自行格的。
He said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation.
因为真受隔离的乃是我们自以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
在使徒的其他书信里边也曾经警告过，我们要防止走这样回头的路。
And therefore, in the other epistles of Paul, Paul have warned the same, make the same warning that we should not walk that way.
使徒曾经这样说过。
And the apostle said this:
狗吐出来的，转过身他又去吃；猪洗净了。他又回到泥里去滚。
He said that the dogs will return to his vomit, and a sow or a pig will go back to swallow in his mouth.
他们小的异路却背弃了所传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。
He said that they knew the truth, and yet they have denied what they have heard. It might be better for them not to hear it in the first place.
我想这是许多信徒在蒙恩以后所会遇见的一种的危险。
I believe that this is the danger that many believers will met with after they became a Christian.
当我们绝路的时候，我们来到耶稣基督这里来寻找，来得着他的救恩。
When we came to the end of our means, we came before the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving His salvation and His grace.
但是慢慢的，当我们得救以后，我们却常常有一种的危险。
But slowly after we are saved, that we are approaching a danger.
我们要走回头以前认为好的路。
We want to go back to what we thought was better for us.
我们要走自己以为曾经对我们很好的路。
We are going back to the way that we thought was better or more beneficial for us.
他们晓得义路。
They knew the way of righteousness.
但是却背弃了所传给他们的圣命。
And yet they have denied the word of life that was preached to them.
就是说他们明明的知道神所给他们的吩咐和命令。
They knew that the commands and that God has given them is clear.
但是他们却不去遵行。
Yet they did not obey it.
他们回到什么地方去呢？
So where did they go back to?
这里指出一种叫做万字行割礼的。
Here there is the word that describing them, saying that they are the circumcised, the circumcisions.On their own.
就是说有一些的人他们仍然喜欢回去重新建立自己的义刚靠律法而来的义。
They are called the mutilation. Basically, they are doing it in the flesh. They have confidence according to the law.
他们有许多外表的要求来满足自己在世人面前那个虚荣的心。
They have some outward appearance that try to satisfy the evil desires of men.
所以保罗一再的在他的书信里边警告这种的危险。
So Paul always in his epistle has warned against the same thing.
他说增受割礼的是我们以神的灵敬拜。
The true circumcision are those who worship God in the spirit.
在基督里夸口不靠肉体的。
They are rejoicing in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
他也说过，唯有在里边做的才是真犹太人。
So only those who are doing this inwardly, they are the true Jews.
真割礼也是在里面的，不在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
And therefore the true circumcision is the same, is according to the spirit, not according to the outward letter.
因为在腓立比的信徒当中有一种被引导成这样的倾向。
Because there is a tendency among the believers in Philippi.
他们仍然要追求一种靠遵守律法而得的义。
They are pursuing the righteousness that is established by obeying the law.
针对这样的一种思想。
According to that thinking,
保罗就用自己的生活的例证来提醒他们。
Paul is using his own testimonies to try to remind them or warn them.
他说如果别人可以靠着肉体的话，那我也可以。
He said, if anyone have confidence in the flesh, I am also.
我第八天就受割礼。
I was circumcised on the eighth day.
我是以色列人所生的。以色列人
I'm the true stock of Israel.
就着律法来说
According to the law,
我是按着我们祖宗最严谨的教门当了法利赛人
I become a Pharisee according to the strictest regulation of our forefathers.
我甚至在加玛略的门下受过教育
I even being taught by Gamaliel.
就着热心来说
According to the zeal
我是逼迫教会的
I persecuting the church
保罗自己曾经做见证说
And Paul himself testified
我以前认为应该多方的攻击耶稣这一个的名字
Because in the past I have been persecuting the name of Jesus
我把那些信奉耶稣名字的人抓拿下监
I have captured those who believe in the name of Jesus and put them into jail.
我逼他们讲亵渎的话。
I have forced them to say words of blasphemy.
这是我的犹太教给我的热心。
This is the zeal that I have according to Judaism.
他说就着律法上的义来说
according to the righteousness of the law
我是无可指责的
I'm blameless
一个这么样热心这么样执行他所信的信条的人
A man who is so strict in his obedience of the letters of the law
他今天说我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的
But he said this This thing that were once gains to me I have counted and lost for the sake of Jesus Christ
弟兄姐妹基督徒的生命是一个活泼的关系是一个活泼的生命
Brothers and sisters The Christian life is a living life It's a living relationship with the Lord
不是一些教条的固定
It is not living according to certain rules and regulations
不是一些做法的固定
Or certain way of doing things
如果我们的信仰把我们变成这样一种生活的话
If our belief has turned us into such a person
那是很叫保罗当心的
This is something that will worry Paul
他说我以前以为都是好的东西
Whatever that was counted gain to me in the past
我今天都当作有损了
But today I count them loss
我最近做了一点点家里的装修
Recently, I done some renovation at home.
结果我发现
I discovered that
家里存了很多很多的垃圾
that my home has now accumulated a lot of rubbish.
很多很多的旧东西
some very, very old things.
我一直都很宝贝它把它收藏起来
I used to think that they were treasured to me and I kept them very well.
我从来死不得丢掉它。
I have not wanting to throw them away.
当然我也从来不会用到它。
But of course I did not actually use them.
但是它渐渐的就把我家里所有的空间和地方都霸占了很多。
But it actually occupied many spaces and rooms in my house.
我们中国人有个好传统。
Our Chinese people have very good traditions.
就是从小父母都教我们要非常的节俭
That our parents have taught us to try to be to conserve things
要珍惜一粒米一点点的东西都要珍惜
Even try to treasure a grain of rice is something to be treasured
这本来是一个非常好的教育
These are actually very good teaching or education
我下边讲的你不要一定同意我
Whatever I'm going to share afterwards, you don't have to agree with me.
但是我们很快的，不知不觉的，很容易成为一个捡垃圾的人。
But slowly, we became people who actually hoard things or hoard rubbish.
我遇见一位非常有地位的。人物对我来说
I remember I met a person who has a certain status in the society
他在纽约是一个医院的专家
He was a specialist in the New York Hospital
大概因为他做的贡献比较大
Because he had made a very good contribution
他在政府给那些有贡献的人物所居住的那一些的区域里边
He was given a place to stay among people who has given very good contribution to the government
他有一个很漂亮的单位给他住
So he has a very beautiful apartment for him to live in
那个地方叫做罗斯福岛
And that is in the island of Rospu
就在一个很出名的大河的岛当中是一个岛
It is actually in an island It's actually next to a big river
然后你进出都有那些军人在防卫的
So whenever you're going to enter or coming out of the place, you actually are being protected by armies, by soldiers. So one day I have an opportunity to go and visit this man who is also a brother.
当我踏进这个岛上的时候, 我好像怎么有这么漂亮的地方?
So when I went into, step into the island, I was amazed how beautiful the island was.
然后我到他家里去,
then I went to his house.
让我大吃一惊的是,
what was really surprised me or shocked me is this.
他的房子很大,
he has a big house.
每个房间装满了那些烂家具,
but yet every room of his house was full of old furnitures.
三个脚的也有,
even some with only three legs.
撕得很烂的沙发也有,
some sofas that was totally torn.
我就一直在想,
and I was thinking,
我说, 如果这么漂亮的地方, 要来装这些东西, 而且是不能用的,
why such a beautiful place and yet you have filled it with rubbish, that's something you can't use?
就算租一个最便宜的货仓来摆都不值得.
And the, even these things are not even worthy to be put into a rented warehouse.
这么昂贵的地区,
what a beautiful and expensive area to live in.
装的东西是不值钱的烂物,
yet full of rubbish that is totally unusable.
这不过是不同的人 对于这些东西的价值的看法。
So this is basically different people place different values on things.
我就在想啊,
then I was thinking,
在我们生命中, 同样的, 我们会留着很多很多破烂的旧习惯, 旧东西, 我们就舍不得丢。
Perhaps in our own life, that our lives are full of things that is old, full of things that is actually of loss to us that we do not want to throw away.
我们既舍不得把它丢了,
we do not want to throw them away.
但是我们又知道它不能用,
but yet we knew that they are useless to us.
然后我们就一直活在这一种本来应该是很舒服的环境, 但是我却把它自己把它搞得非常的狭窄，非常的急促。
So what should have been a very comfortable life to live became a life of restrictions, a life of hindrance to us.
当然，现代的富二代的生活习惯不是我们应该去赞赏的。
Of course, there are certain things that we saw in around us. It's not something that we should follow.
因为今天我们常常在新闻上在看到一些很奇怪的现象。
Because sometimes in the news, we saw something quite strange.
有许多人他们挥金如土。
Many people can spend money just like any like they are worthless.
他们把炫耀自己跟乱花钱财以为是一种荣耀。
To them, to be able to spend money as much as they can is like giving glory to themselves.
他们只追求给人一种他们很阔气，他们很富有，他们很荣耀。
They want to show people, they want to show off that they are rich, they are full of glory, they have a lot of money.
但是对于有这种表现，这种心思的人，我们只能够很可惜的对他说。
But to those people who do that, we can only say them. Say to them in this way.
正正是心灵贫穷到极点的人才会有这种思想。
That they are actually very poor in their spiritual condition.
因为他心灵里边穷到没东西可以拿出来了。
Because in their heart they are so poor they have nothing else to give but money.
他必须用无知金钱来炫耀他拥有。
So therefore they can only boast in the riches in the money that they have.
但是保罗在告诉基督徒的追求跟随主的路上却很清楚地告诉我们。
But Paul had warned the Christian and showed the Christian what is the most important thing that they should pursue of.
不要效法这个世界。
He said, do not go after this world.
只要心意变化而更新。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们能够查验什么是神的那一个良善纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So that you may test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and acceptable will. pleasing and perfect will.
因着他有这样一种的追求。
And because he has such a pursuit.
他说，我现在把以前以为对我有益的东西，我现在因基督把它当成有损。
He said, I count all things lost for the sake of Christ. What was gained to me in the past, I count them all lost.
因为他认识了耶稣基督这一个至宝的价值。
Because he knew the true value of Jesus Christ being the treasure.
他认为在耶稣基督这个宝贝的面前，其他的一切宝贝都变得跟粪土一样不值。
Because as compared to Jesus Christ, all the other treasure around him became like rubbish, like dung to him.
他说，我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
He said he now counted Christ as the most precious to him.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
He said, I have count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
并且得以在他里边，不是由我自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ.
他再三的强调了有两种的义。
He said he emphasized there are two types of righteousness.
一种的义是因信从遵行律法而得的义。
One righteousness is by obeying and observing the laws and commandments.
一种是因信在基督耶稣里信神而来的义。
The other righteousness is true faith in Christ, which is from God, righteousness which is from God by faith.
我们还是可以做一点点的比较。
We can make a comparison here.
律法的义是本依行为的义。
Righteousness by the law is by your conduct and your outward behavior.
信基督的义是本乎恩典的义。
Righteousness that is by faith in Christ is according to the grace.
信靠律法的人都会被定罪。
Those who are lived by the law will be condemned by the law.
唯有神在基督里边的恩典是给我们所有罪人的赦免。
But by the grace of God that we as sinners can be forgiven.
律法是叫人死。
The law will cause us dead.
恩典是叫人活。
But grace will make us alive.
律法叫任何的人在神的面前哑口无言。
The law will cause us to be dumb and to be silenced before God.
恩典却叫罪人可以在神面前开口赞美。
But grace can cause sinners to be able to open up their mouth to praise God.
律法叫人以眼还眼，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
The law say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
恩典叫人要爱你的仇敌。
But grace say love your enemies.
律法把一切最好的人都定为罪人。
Law will condemn even the most a good person, the best person.
恩典是叫最坏的罪人都可以因耶稣基督的救赎称义。
But the grace can cause even the worst sinners to be able to justify in Christ Jesus.
律法的反应是对犯罪的人说，拿石头打死他。
The law's condemnation said, kill him, stone him to death.
恩典是对犯罪的人说，我也不定你的罪，平平安安的去吧，不要再犯罪了。
But grace say, I will not condemn you as well. Go and sin no more.
律法的颁布是为着叫我们去寻找救恩。
The law say that we should seek for our salvation.
救恩的赐予是为着成全律法的要求。
But yet, we know that salvation came to help us to fulfill the requirements of the law.
所以保罗说，律法在起先是我们训蒙的师父。
So Paul said, the law is actually like a teacher.
要引我们到救恩，到基督这里来得救恩。
But leading us to the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗接着他这样说
But Paul said
使我认识基督
That I may know Christ
晓得他复活的大能
And the power of his resurrection
并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死或者我也得以从死里复活
And the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
保罗说使我能够认识基督
Paul said that I may know him.
也许我们都会很惊讶
Perhaps we may be surprised.
如果像你像我这样的人应该多多的要追求认识基督是没错的
Of course it's not right, not wrong for you and I to actually pursue Christ more and more
但是保罗他已经写了一些的圣经出来了
But Paul, he has written letters that was now in the Bible
他已经做了极其美好的认识他是得着了神对以教会的奥秘给他启示的人
Paul is a man who has revealed to him the mystery from God
但是保罗的心里边他说
But Paul said in his heart
我还需要更多的来追求认识基督
That I may know him That I may seek after him
保罗绝对不是今天基督教自动化的一次过的学校的倡导者。
Paul is not the founder of a Christian school that say that once and for all.
今天太多的人把我们的信仰，把我们的救恩当成一种一次过的教导。
Many people now teach that it's once and for all, that only have one experience and that's all you need.
好像是有某些东西你一拿到了就永远都是拿到了。
They say if you get something, once you get it, it will last forever.
保罗知道我们在生命上的路不是这么一回事。
But Paul knew that our way of life is not like this.
他整个的生命都是一个追求更多认识基督。
His whole life is forever pursuing more and more of Christ.
直到他要晓得他复活的生命大能。
That he may know that the, until he know the power of the resurrection.
他所要追求认识的是这一个复活的生命大能。
He wants to know the power of this resurrection.
不是一些的言语跟一些的道理。
And not just words, not just letters.
如果要晓得主复活的那一个大能，保罗知道。
If you want to know the power of the, this resurrection life, Paul knew what he has to do.
他就必须先效法和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That he may know that he need to know that What it means to die together with Christ.
他曾经在罗马书这样的告诉信徒。
He once said to the believers in the book of Romans.
他说你们像罪也当看自己是死的。
He said you must count yourself dead to the Lord, to the sin.
像神在基督耶稣里却要看自己是活的。
But count yourself living in the, according to the Lord Jesus Christ.
罪不能做你们的主人
That sin should not be your master
你们要像从死里复活的人把自己献给神
You must be like those who are rise from the dead and to give and offer yourself to God
并且将肢体做义的器具来献给神
And that your body may be an instrument of righteousness offered to God
保罗他一直的生活目标就是耶稣基督
And Paul's purpose of his life is to pursue Jesus Christ.
更多的认识他。
To know him more and more.
他知道他是在这地上不管认识了多少。
He knew that No matter how much he knew about Christ on this earth,
他还是照着所当知道的，仍然像是一无所知。
Then according to what he knew that he still know nothing. He want to know more about Jesus Christ.
可惜的是，我们这些受他教导的人。
But unfortunately, those of us who have been taught by Paul,
我们常常觉得我们知道了很多。
We thought that we knew a lot.
所以我们常常会觉得我们要当别人的教师。
So we thought that we want to be others' teachers.
我们常常会发现这个人也不对，那个人也不对。
We discovered that this is not right, he is not right, that is not right.
因为我们认识很多了。
Because we thought that we know a lot now.
但是保罗所认识的。
But what Paul knew.
他知道他完全还没有认识。
He knew that he actually know not much, know nothing.
基督是那么样的丰富。
Because Jesus Christ is so rich.
基督是那样的活泼的一个生命。
He is such a living life.
什么时候基督的生命不能在他身上来活出来的话，
Whenever the life of Christ cannot be lived out of him,
他就知道他自己不能够站立得住。
He knew that he could not stand firm.
他说，我不是以为我已经得着了。
He said, it's not that I have count myself to have apprehended.
我仍然要竭力的来追求。
But there's one thing I do that is pursue, press forward.
不止我可以得着基督，所以要我得着的。
That I may gain what Christ wanting me to gain.
一个越靠近主的人，
A man who is near to God,
越渴慕认识主的人，
One who hunger and thirst for God,
在他的里边很自然就产生一个我对他认识不足的饥渴。
Then there's in him created a hunger and thirst that I have yet to know enough of him.
我认为没有一种的方法。
I believe that there's no other methods.
可以让任何一个人以为说，我只要这样做，我就已经认识了主，或者满足了主的心意。
There's no methods that says that if you do this, then you will have know everything there is to know about Jesus.
一个真正遇见主跟在主面前蒙引领的人，
A person who met Christ, a person who has been led by Christ,
都要经过一个被训练到认识自己没有的地步。
They must be trained to such a state that they become like nothing.
保罗身上是这样。
Paul is like that.
他曾经拥有人世间能够夸口的一切的律法道德的美丽。
He once had possessed all the beauties or the good things according to the law, according to man's understanding.
但是当他真的来亲近跟追求认识主的时候，
But when he's seeking after the Lord Jesus Christ,
他就知道原来他所有的都不是什么。
He discovered that all that he had was actually nothing compared to Christ.
比起耶稣基督的生命在他里边来说，
Compared to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ within him,
那些都不足道了。
All these other good things are no longer worthwhile.
如果会难主他更好的来认识基督，他就把他们都看成粪土。
And if those things, good things, that cause him not to able to pursue God, he will call them or count them as rubbish.
在旧约圣经也有一个人很类似的经验。
In the Old Testament, there was a man which has a similar experience.
他就是摩西。
He is Moses.
摩西生长在埃及的王宫。
Moses was born in the palace in Egypt.
学习了埃及所有的学问。
He had learned all the knowledge, understanding that the Egypt land can provide him.
他在埃及也可以是一个大有作为的人。
He can be a powerful, authoritative man in Egypt.
他心里有一个爱同胞百姓的心。
And his heart has a heart that loved his people.
所以他就轻看埃及所有的富贵。
So he despised all the glories, all the treasures in Egypt.
他心里要拯救自己的百姓脱离埃及的人的奴役。
He wants to save his people away from the slavery in the land of Egypt.
他自以为他受了这么多的装备，也有这么样好的存心。
He thought that with all his training, with his heart desire to help,
因为他说话行事都有大能,
because he has power in his word and in his deeds.
他想百姓必定会明白神是藉着他来拯救他们的。
So he thought that the people will understand that they are going to be saved by God through him.
但是当他出手来帮助自己的同胞的时候,
but when he raised his hand to help his people,
他落到一个自己必须逃亡的下场。
He fell into a position where he has to run for his life.
40年之久, 他在旷野牧羊。
For 40 years, he became a shepherd in the wilderness.
他自己曾经作诗说, 一个人的一生是70岁, 强壮可以活到80岁。
He said, it is common for a man to live up to 70 years. If he's strong, he can live for another 10 years.
他在旷野荒废了40年的时间。
So he lost 40 years of his life in the wilderness.
他已经80岁了。
At 80 years old,
正他看自己已经没用了的时候,
so when he called himself as worthless,
神却来找到他。
Yet God found him.
神在什么情形下来找到他呢?
In under what circumstances did God find him?
在旷野有一堆的荆棘被火焚烧。
That in the wilderness there was a thorn bush that was being burned by fire.
在旷野天气很热。
In the wilderness the weather is very hot.
荆棘被烧是几乎常常发生的。
For this thorn bush to be burned is something very common, it's a common sight.
特别是我们住在澳洲的人就很明白火烧山是怎么一回事。
So for us who live in Australia, we knew that bushfire is a real threat.
天天夏天的时候经常我们可以听见广播中说到哪里有山火哪里有山火。
So when we have very hot weather, we will hear there are bushfire this place, there are bushfire in that place.
在那些没有这种气候没有这种环境的人, 他们会觉得怎么那里到处烧火的。
And for people who do not live in such an environment, they do not understand what it means.
好多年前我刚到这里来的时候,
many many years ago when I first came to this land,
就碰到一次的山火。
So I saw once I saw a bushfire.
而且那一次听说是烧到市区里边的一些的地区。
And even burn near the edge of the city.
我海外的一些亲戚都打电话很紧张的来问。
And many of my relatives overseas, they rang me and say, what happened?
你怎么办?
What happened to you? Are you okay?
其实我们在这里住久了。
But after we lived here for many years,
好像听见山火并不那么激动了。
That we heard about bushfire, but we no longer too excited by it.
我相信摩西看见荆棘被火烧,
I believe that for Moses to see a thorn bush being burned, it is not something surprising.
但是那天稀奇的是荆棘没有被烧毁。
But that day he saw the thorn bush being burned, but not consumed by the fire.
所以他就心里就觉得奇怪,要跑过去看到底是什么事。
So he was surprised and he wanted to go closer to see what is happening.
然后神就在火焰中对他说, 别靠近。
And then God appeared to him in the fire and said, do not come near anymore.
你所站的地方是圣地，把鞋脱下来。
The place you stand is the holy ground. Please take off your sandals.
我相信这一个荆棘中的火焰给了摩西一个全然的转变。
And I believe that this fire that did not consume the thorn bush had become a vision that changed Moses' life.
也是让他以后可以受神的托付来带领以色列人在旷野四十年的准备。
And that it became a preparation for him to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt and spend another 40 years in the wilderness.
我相信他看见这个没有被烧毁的荆棘的同时，
I believe that when he saw that thorn bush that was not consumed by fire,
也许他想到自己就是那一团荆棘。
Perhaps he saw himself being that thorn bush.
荆棘跟其他的植物完全不一样。
Thorn bush is very different to all the other plants.
其他的植物可以开花，可以结果。
Some other plants, they can flower, they can give off fruits.
甚至可以做家具的木材。
Can even become the materials for furniture.
如果是高大的松树和香柏木，还可以做宫殿里边的栋梁。
And if it's of a strong tree trunk,that it can even be the pillars in the temple.
但是荆棘什么都不能用。
But thorn bush are useless. You can't really use it for anything.
甚至连拿来烧火当柴烧都不够资格。
Even qualified to be things to be burned in the fire.
因为它一点着就没了。
Because it's very easily consumed.
荆棘是令人讨厌的东西。
And thorn bush is something that is detested by people.
你如果靠近它，它只会刺伤你。
If you come too near to the thorn bush, it will just prick you.
你听见摩西在那里对神怎么说呢？
So here, what did Moses say to God?
我是什么人？你打发别人吧。
Who am I? Don't send me, send someone else.
我这么多年以来我讲话都讲不清楚了。
So many years now in the wilderness I can't even speak well.
他已经完全把以往那个说话行事有大能的摩西给磨掉了。
That 40 years in the wilderness had basically had taken away what he thought of himself as a good powerful man with a lot of learnings
他知道自己目前的价值就像荆棘这样的价值。
And he see himself as valuable as a thorn bush, which is nothing.
基督徒的生命奇妙就奇妙在这个地方。
The amazing thing about the life of a Christian is this.
当你我更明白自己没价值跟不行的时候，
Whenever you realize that we are worthless, that we have nothing,
我们才能真正的明白那莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Then can we know that great power is actually from God and not from ourselves?
你才能真正的明白有多少次你早就该被烧毁的。
That you realize that for so many times,You should actually be consumed by fire or by circumstances.
但是因着神的怜悯，他保存着你和我。
But because of the grace of God, you and I have been preserved.
不是要叫你有什么可以夸口的。
Not that you can boast of it.
而是要在你软弱的器皿里边来彰显神那莫大的恩典和能力。
But that in you as a weak vessel that you can proclaim, manifest the power and the glory of God.
今天太多的教导在告诉你和我。
Today there are too many other teachings that tells you and I.
你是香柏木。
You are the fine timber acacia.
你是松树。
You are the great timber.
你与众不同。
You are unique to others.
你要自信，你要知道你的价值有多大。
You need to know how precious you are, how good you are.
如果圣经的教导能提醒我们的话，
If the Bible's teaching can remind us,
我觉得什么时候一个人认为自己能、自己有、自己可用的话，
Whenever someone thinks that I'm good, I'm able, I can be used,
神就绝不用他。
God will not use such a person.
因为连耶稣头上的冠冕也是用荆棘编成的。
Because even the crown on the head of Christ was made of thorns.
它不是像今天的帝王是用金子、是用珍宝、钻石来做成的。
Not like the kings of today, they want to crown themselves with crowns of gold, precious stone and diamonds.
另一个像荆棘一样的身份。
And the other thing that a position like a thorn bush,
也是告诉我们摩西平时的生活是经得起主的再三的查看的。
That his life can be examined by God and not found wanting.
他在放羊的四十年的当中，
In the 40 years of shepherding in the wilderness,
人都再也看不见他。
Even people do not see him.
但是神一直在看他。
But yet God has been observing him for many years.
神就是要他在人看不见的时候怎样活在神的面前。
God wants him to be to live in his presence when he's not noticed by man.
当他在神的面前学习已经够了的时候，
And when he has enough learning before God,
神的呼召会临到他。
God's calling will come to him.
因为他平时的生活里边，
Because in his life,
他已经学习向神忠心了。
He has learned to be faithful to God.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我很平凡的生活里边，
Brother and sister, today your life and on my life,
也许也是像在旷野一样的孤照，
could be very common, just like as dry as a life in the wilderness.
也许没有任何人来欣赏，
Perhaps no one is appreciating you.
也许你觉得没有什么可见的人的工作，
Or you feel that whatever you do is not significant enough.
但是这是真正活在神面前的考验。
But yet, this is a true testing of living before God.
我们真的都要学习活在神面前的生活多过活在人面前的生活。
We really need to learn to live in the presence of God more than just living our life in the presence of man.
我们真正要学习隐藏在神面前的说话与他祷告多过整天来跟人谈话。
We should have more time hidden before God, talking to God, than to talk to man.
神在旧约怎样的使用人？
How God been using man in the Old Testament?
在新约，同一个的原则在使用跟拣选人。
In the New Testament, it is the same principle that he will use and use man for his purpose.
记得在被掳归回的时候，
Remember when the people of Israel returned from captivity.
撒加利亚书有一个这样的意象。
Zechariah has this vision.
他看见约书亚穿着破烂的衣服站在神的面前。
He saw Joshua standing before God in a very ragged and clothes.
撒旦也站在他旁边来控告他。
And Satan was standing next to him to accuse him.
然后神对撒旦说，
Then God said to Satan,
是不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
Isn't this a branch that was plucked from fire?
撒旦一直想毁掉神的百姓。
Satan always wanted to destroy the people of Israel.
但是神却一直在做拯救跟恢复的工作。
But yet God is doing the work of salvation and deliverance.
如果你今天觉得你不行的话，
today if you feel that you're no longer capable to serve God，
我为你感恩。
I will be thankful to God for you。
如果你今天觉得你自己很行的话，
but if you think that today you are very capable，
我为你担心。
Then I'm worried for you。
神国里边的原则很简单。
This is the principle in the kingdom of God。
神拣选那世上没有的，叫那些自以为有的人羞愧。
God will call those who have nothing, so that those who have much will be put to shame。
神拣选那些软弱的，叫那些自以为有能力、有本事的人羞愧。
God calls those who are weak, so that those who are strong may be put to shame。
神拣选那些卑贱的、被人瞧不起的，叫那些自以为高贵的、要在人面前炫耀的人羞愧。
But God chose those who are despised, those who are lowly, so that those who are so-called honor can be put to shame。
保罗说，我要追求认识他复活的大能。
So Paul said, I want to seek him and know the power of his resurrection。
并且要晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And I want to suffer together with him, that I may attain, to, I may conform to his death。
不止我也可以从死里复活。
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead。
今天我们也一样。
Today likewise，
要追求更多认识基督和他复活的大能。
We need to learn to pursue Christ。And to know the power of his resurrection。
在之先，我们要效法，和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
So therefore, we need to learn to suffer together with him. We need to learn to die together with him.
我们今天对我们的信仰，因为历史造成许许多多的误解在我们的头脑里边。
And today we may have many misconceptions in our mind because of history。
我们充满了太多人的东西，
我
却缺少了主自己生命的教导。
We have our mind are filled many men's teaching。But yet we are lacking in the true teaching from God。
巴不得我们也有保罗那样的心事，把别的一切都当作有损的，唯独以耶稣基督为我们追求的至宝。
May we be able to be like Paul, to call everything else as loss, and to really seek Christ as the greatest treasure in our life。
今天先停在这里。
I'll stop here for today。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together。
主，愿意你藉着圣灵把你的话说在我们每个人的心中。
Lord, may you speak your words into our hearts according to the Holy Spirit。
主，让我们在你之外真的没有什么的追求。
That apart from you, we have no other seeking。
而且让我们把万事也能看为粪土。
That we can count all things as done, as loss。
唯独以认识主耶稣基督为我们的至宝。
But to gain you as excellency above all things。
而且让我们的追求的认识不是一些话语道理的认识。
And that we are seeking not just knowing words, knowing doctrines。
而是你复活生命的大能。
But your power。Of the resurrection life。
为着认识你复活生命的大能。
And to know the power of this resurrection life。
求主让我们心中愿意与你一同受苦来效法你的死。
Cause us to know how to have fellowship in your suffering, to attain to your death。
好让我们能够真正的有一天知道我们一切的都不算什么。
That we may know one day that all that we have is nothing。
唯独你的恩典能够把我们维持，也能够在我们身上彰显你自己够用的恩典。
Only your grace can manifest your own power through us.
让我们甘心做一个蒙恩的人。
Cause us to be willing to be a blessed person.
甘心做一个没有跟无能的人在你的手中。
To be a person that has no other power, willing to submit ourselves to your hands.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.